This past week, we learned that Republican Representative Loen Boebert is not only a clown, but I guess also fancies herself to be a sort of stand-up comedian. I'm referring to the two that we know of so far videos of Boebert telling a fake story about Representative Ilhan Omar, who's a Muslim, with an all Muslims are terrorists sort of angle to it. Her supporters, her apologists, they want you to dismiss what Boebert said as a joke. And I guess this guy didn't get the memo.
We see you, Muslim son-nigger bitch. We know what you're up to. You're all about taking over the country. Don't worry, there's plenty that will love the opportunity to take you off the face of this fucking earth. Come get it, bitch, you fucking Muslim piece of shit, you jihadist. We know what you are. You're a fucking traitor. You will not live much longer, bitch. I can almost guarantee you that we the people are rising up, and you will be tried for a military tribunal, and you will be found guilty.
Omar received that voicemail shortly after the Boebert videos were revealed. Did you hear that, Kevin McCarthy? Because you own a large part of this, too, with the weak way you're dealing with the crazies in your party. This isn't to say that Omar is a saint by any stretch of the imagination. Her toxic comments about Israel and the Jewish people over and over are well known, and her political punishment has been very little as well. Believe it or not, Omar and Boebert do have something in common. How they need to be dealt with. Leaders of the respective parties need to place a price on them to pay for their toxic words and actions. And the voters they serve should be the ones to decide if they remain in office or not. I'm rooting for not in both cases, in case you're curious.